Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Pacific. You can join us in person at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga. Or you could join us on our live stream. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the live stream. If you miss all those, you can always go to our YouTube channel, watch our children's message, our weekly sermon, or our complete worship service. You can go to our website, or actually you can go to our YouTube channel, which is The Seed Christian Fellowship. We want you to grow in grace, come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. That's our mission statement. We're going to begin a little series called Life Improvements. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 for a little while. If you don't have a Bible, we would love to send you a Bible. We have a man in our church that bought one-year Bibles. We'll send those to you, or we'll send a regular Bible. If you need a word, I'm praying that God's going to give you a word of intention. I'm going to share my word that God gave me for this year. It's a simple word. I would say it's an easy word, but it's really hard. Follow. F-O-L-L-O-W. God gave me the word follow in a dream, and I'm studying all the passages on follow and what it means to follow God. Before we go to God's word, let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks that you call us to follow, to learn, to listen, that you love us unconditionally. May the words that we read today be words of life, that the words would shape us and mold us and fashion us so that we would know that we are to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah chapter 2, 1 through 5, and then we'll jump to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. The word that Isaiah, son Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Wow. That'd be a wonderful promise today, with all the wars and rumors of wars, that we would just be at peace. The other day, I received an email from about church humor in it. A very gracious lady was mailing an old family Bible to her brother in another part of the country. And the postal clerk says, you know how they do, is there anything breakable in here? And the little lady behind, you know, packaging everything up said, only the Ten Commandments. We're not studying the Ten Commandments. It'd be a good study, though. But we are spending some time taking a long drink from the well of wisdom found on the Sermon on the Mount. And today's passage, well, it's a famous passage teaching about the influence we as Christians should have in our world. Let us listen for God's word from Jesus' teaching on the Sermon on the Mount found in Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on that lampstand and gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Wow. We should just stop there, pause, and ponder, and let those words soak and saturate our hearts today. In the Beatitudes, Jesus tells us that we are to be poor in spirit, called to be merciful and meek, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, in order that we may be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In essence, what Jesus is teaching or telling the people gathered on that mountainside is that they are not to just sit around listening about how to be a Christian. They are to go out and be a Christian. Jesus clearly states the purpose of the Christian life, to be the salt and the light of the world. Wow. In the days of Jesus, and for many centuries thereafter, salt was the most common preservative used. There were no refrigerators, no deep freezers in ancient times. Salt was used to keep things from going bad and becoming rotten, particularly meat. When Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth," but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but it's thrown out and trampled underfoot. He was telling his disciples that they were called to be the preserving agent to a decaying world. The simple principle is that you and I are called to be a preserving force in the world. Wherever we are called to live, work, or play, we are called to be a preserving agent. Think of it this way. Salt that never leaves the shelf, well, it'll be no good in preserving anything. To be effective, the salt had to be rubbed into the meat. Have you gone into the grocery store and looked at all the rubs that they have for seasonings for steaks and meats and chickens and barbecues? Wow. In the same way, we must allow God to be used as a flavorful seasoning for our homes, our workplaces, our neighborhoods, our families, and church. A small amount of love and kindness, well, it goes a long way in making our world a better place. Did you hear that the Hollywood stars turned out and collected $54 million for Haiti when Haiti had the tremendous storms? 100 stars joined together and the nation of Haiti began to be preserved because they raised money. The other day, I went to the grocery store to do some shopping for an elder meeting that we were having, a retreat. And when I went to buy some juice, I came across an insight on flavoring. I was holding a bottle of blueberry pomegranate juice. There was a picture of ripe pomegranate spilling its exotic glistening seeds onto mounds of fat, perfect blueberries. I read the ingredient list. Here, this is what it said. Filtered water, pear juice concentrate, apple juice concentrate, grape juice concentrate. And I thought, where are the blueberries? Where are the pomegranates? Finally, I found them, fifth and seventh in the list of 9 ingredients. Well, by law, food ingredients are listed in descending order of weight, meaning a product contains the greatest proportion of the first ingredient on the list and successfully less of those farther down the list. According to my jug that I had in my hand, it contained mostly water and a few other juices. With just enough blueberry and pomegranate for flavor and coloring. In the bottom corner of the front label, in small, easy-to-miss type, were the telltale words, flavored juice, blend with other natural ingredients. The enticing picture and clever labeling were decoys to sell a diluted blueberry pomegranate-flavored product, convincingly disguised to look like something it wasn't. I put the juice back on the shelf. I chose the juice that was more costly, but it had more of what I was looking for. What Here's a challenging so what question. What if we had ingredients listed or printed on us? Whoa, wait. Would Jesus be the main ingredient? If not, how far down the list would he be? Would our label accurately represent our contents? Or would we falsely project a misleading outward appearance that cleverly masked our diluted ingredients? Our packaging may be convincing. We may look and sound like the real thing. But what if someone came looking for Jesus in us and found something else? I know that's challenging, and I'm probably stepping on some people's toes. But Jesus said we're to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. What if we had a label listed on us of our ingredients? Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, "I might have entered the ministry if certain clergymen," this is in those days, "clergymen I knew had not looked and acted so much like undertakers." Now, my wife, she always tells me to smile. So if you watch any of my videos, I'm trying to smile, my YouTubes, I'm trying to smile more often. But sometimes when I'm handling the Word of God, I get so serious. But I want people to know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. More than 100 years ago, the atheist philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche reproached a group of Christians, and Nietzsche said, "Yuck, you make me sick." When their spokesman asked why, he answered, "Because you who are redeemed don't look like you're redeemed. You are fearful, guilt-ridden, anxious, confused, and adrift in an alien environment as I am. I'm allowed to. I don't believe. I have nothing to hope for. But you people claim you have a Savior. Why don't you look like you're saved?" Boy, is that challenging. What? So maybe so what? Let's pause and ponder that. What if we had an ingredient list printed on us? Where would Jesus be? Would Jesus be the main ingredient? How much of Jesus do we have? You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. I can tell you that our prayer team would love to pray for you. We've had some really, really powerful answers to prayer. I would say miracles that God has delivered to the people. If you need prayer, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the prayer icon, write your prayer, or you can email me. Email me at pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, and I will put your prayer request out, and I will pray for you. We are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So I challenge you, thinking about what I used as an illustration, what if we had an ingredient list printed on us? Where would we find Jesus? Would Jesus be the main ingredient? I challenge you to consider what kind of foundation you're building on. Are you going to be a wise builder or a foolish builder? Are you going to build your life on sinking sand, or are you going to build your life on the rock of Christ? As I'm starting a sermon series on this section in Matthew, I came across this great illustration about building on the rock and letting your light shine. 11 miles off the east coast of Scotland in the North Sea stands the Bell Rock Lighthouse. It has endured the ferocious onslaught of the North Sea's violent storm since 1811. It rests upon less than 1 acre of solid ground, or solid rock, actually. The small reef is covered by seawater for 20 hours every day. 20 hours every day. It's covered with water. The builder of the lighthouse, his name was Robert Stevenson, and his band of 65 skilled artisans had only 4 hours each day to chink away the stone and gouge a foundation in the rock. As a result of this painstakingly patient work, the 115-foot-tall lighthouse is still in use today. In 1972, a young Egyptian businessman named Farahat lost an $11,000 watch. He was stunned when a garbage man dressed in filthy rags found it and returned it to him. Farahat asked him why he didn't just keep the watch. The garbage man said, "Oh, my Christ told me to be honest until death." Farahat later told a reporter, "I didn't know Christ at the time." But I told the garbage man that I saw Christ in him. I told him, because of what you have done and your great example, I will worship the Christ you are worshiping. Farahat studied the Bible and grew in his faith. Maybe, you know, I'm challenging this week. Are you the salt of the earth? Are you the light of the world? And if you had an ingredient list on you, what would it be? Here is this garbage truck driver that found a watch, returns it because he's following Christ. Farahat studied the Bible and grew in his faith. 2 years later, he visited the garbage man's village outside of Cairo, where between 15,000 and 30,000 people were living in poverty and squalor. There was no electricity or running water. Alcohol, drugs, and gambling were pervasive. Men, women, and children sifted through huge mounds of garbage looking for something of value that could be sold for cash or traded for food. Farahat found himself reflecting on the words of Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He also remembered the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We have become as the scum of the earth, the dregs of all things. It was soon thereafter that Farahat and his wife began ministering to all those people's spiritual and material needs. They preached the gospel throughout Egypt, and thousands of people turned to Christ. In 1978, Farahat was ordained by the Coptic Orthodox Church and became known as Father Saman. Now, about 10,000 believers, most in a large cave outside the garbage village, were members of his church. 10,000, all because a man gave a watch back to him. It's the largest church of believers in the Middle East. In May of 2005, a day of prayer was held for Muslims to turn to Christ. More than 20,000 Arab Christians gathered. The event was so broadcast on a Christian satellite TV network where millions were watching. All this, because one garbage man chose to humbly return a watch that would have made him the richest man in town. What if you were wearing ingredients on you? Where would Jesus be found? Where would the Holy Spirit be found? Where would God be found? So what? Jesus is on the mountaintop teaching this message in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. Listen, if you don't know where to read, I would encourage you to take and read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. It begins with the Beatitudes, includes the Lord's Prayer. It ends with the challenge of the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man builds his house on the rock, and the foolish man builds his house on the sand. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into the practice will be like the wise person building their house on the rock. In this passage today, Jesus says, you, that's you. I don't know where you're at. I don't know who's listening, but Jesus is speaking to you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Those are some great, powerful words. Do you really come to church to worship the living God? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to rub the love of God into your hearts each day? Do you let your daily devotionals and weekly Bible studies season your life so that you're ready to flavor your world, your home, your workplaces, your schools, your neighborhoods, your church? I still come back to this. I think about this a lot. If we had an ingredient list, how far down would the Jesus factor be? Jesus was onto something on that mountaintop. From his viewpoint, he saw a decaying world. If we really listen and are building our lives upon the rock of Christ, we'll do whatever it takes to be the salt, the preserving agent, and the light to the world. Robert Stevenson only had 4 hours each day to gouge a foundation into solid rock. But that lighthouse is still in use 200 years later. I'd encourage you to go to the internet and you can look up that lighthouse. It's in Scotland. It's called the Bell Rock Lighthouse. Take a look at that. You can Google it or whatever your browser is, and look at that Bell Lighthouse. 4 hours a day they only had. They built a foundation, and 200 years later, that lighthouse, well, it's still over 200 years now, it's still being used. So what? So what? The work that we do in our lifetime has the opportunity to light up the darkness for years to come. I'm going to challenge you. I don't know how old you are. I don't know if you're just beginning as a Christian or if you've been a Christian all your life. Or we're sitting at the brink of a new year. We're just starting a new year, 2023. My little ditty for 2023 is see through Christ all you can be in 2023. In essence, CB 2023, see through Christ. What is Christ calling you to do? What is Christ asking you to say? What is Christ asking you where to go? What legacy do you want to leave? Think of the lighthouse, the work. I'm going to challenge you. The work that we do in our lifetime has the opportunity to light up the darkness for years to come. The so what for us today, as you maybe look at that lighthouse, the so what, when the waves of the world are crashing all around us, we can stand safely and securely in the midst of a storm because we have built our foundation on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Build your house on the rock like the wise person. That's the first thing to do. The second thing is let your light shine so as we are called to be the salt of the earth. Sooner or later, those willowing and billowing waves will come. Maybe they're coming right now. Maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe you're struggling emotionally. Maybe you're struggling mentally. Maybe, you know, every week at church I pray for those that struggle with addictions. God wants to set you free. There's no better time than to ask Jesus into your heart and say, I want to build my life on you. Forgive me of my sins. Come, Lord Jesus, into my heart. Sooner or later, those billowing waves will come, and if we've done our homework and had our mountaintop makeover, we can simply let our light shine into a dark world. Let's pray. Lord God, I give thanks for your words that call us to build our house on the rock. I give thanks for the words that Jesus says that we are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Help us, Lord, through your grace and mercy, to be the salt in our workplaces, in our families, and wherever you call us. Help us to light up our lives. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength, in Jesus' name. I want to challenge you to have a word of intention. I know that God wants to speak to you, and he's speaking a word. One word that he wants you to work on this year. My word is follow. My wife's word is free. You can email me at PastorDave@TheSeedChristianFellowship and tell me your word of intention and start working on it. Maybe it's light. Maybe it's hope. Maybe it's peace. I have a friend that said their word is going to be transformed. I don't know what God wants to do in you, but I know that God loves you. And so do I. My prayer for you is that you'll always know that God loves you. May you know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you this day and always. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, PastorDave@TheSeedChristianFellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, TheSeedChristianFellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers, growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.